Ooh, what up, what up? That was Everclear with So Much for the Afterglow. That one goes out to our dear friend and colleague, Ayo. Shit, I'm not supposed to mention you. What up? I'm Limitless Hate, your master of Saraponies, and once again, this is Fugue State. Up next, I got a new track from Sim Gratina off his new EP, Never Something? Oh crap, I already forgot. But anyhow, this is Sim Gratina with A Cottage at the Edge of the Forest. Cute track, new stuff, like I said. Go check it out on Sim Gratina's channel. It'll have a link to his Bandcamp where you can go snap that one up just like I did. Up next, from the extensive OC Remix back catalog, we've got Beat Drop with Catapult from Sonic & Knuckles.
Oh.
The outpouring of support in the chat for that track. Once again, that was Beat Drop with Catapult. You can get that one from ocremix.org, along with a bunch of other tracks from your favorite video games. Up next, we've got some good old-fashioned mid-90s hardcore techno cheese. You can say whatever you like about the Mortal Kombat film. I'd go so far as to call the first one a movie. The second one is god-awful beyond all recompense. The first one at least had a banging soundtrack for it. This is ex-underage porn star Tracy Lords with Control. I'm say whatever you like about that movie, but if it weren't for its soundtrack, I never would have gotten into KMFDM or Typo Negative or even known that Tracy Lords had a successful producing career. So, take that as you will. We're going to dip back into the fandom for a little bit now with M4A and Negative. Drop Zone tracks just don't get enough airplay on account of the fact that their playlist only runs for 2 hours every week. That song needs more airtime. So you can expect to hear that and some more M4A from me on concurrent sets. We're going to take another dip back down to the 90s with some, as promised, Crystal Method with Keep Hope Alive.
Thank you.
my cranial cavity starting to feel like it's going to cave in. You know what that means, guys. It's time for Groove Armada.
Thank you.
That was Groove Armada with Paper Romance. That was the song that actually got me back into Groove Armada. I heard that one on my Pandora or some such, and was like, oh my god, Groove Armada, that was a thing that exists. Let's go listen to their entire back catalog, and oh god, I'm in love again. Coming up at you next, oh man, I miss my Dreamcast. I still have it, but, you know, I miss playing it, like, all the time. This, I have no idea who it's by, but it's from Capcom vs. SNK 2, and it's called This Is True Love Makin'. Got disco fever, and the only cure is new Deso. This is Sun Nectar from the Bass for Autism album. In case you're wondering, the address for that is bassforautism.bandcamp.com. If you feel so inclined, I mean, it's 50 songs. Go throw the $20 that way and support a good cause. Also, remember, Archie/Deso still needs your bucks. Because, yeah, he's still got medical bills, okay? Just because we started the treatment doesn't mean he's out of the woods yet, so we need to go and continue hooking him up. However, we still got another track from Bass for Autism that I wanted to play for y'all as a bit of a teaser, maybe get y'all out that way, get you opening up that wallet. Here's Silvahound with The Device. We'll be right back. is hot stuff. I like Silva's new work. After he seems to have taken a step away from Pones and kind of focused on what I like to call normal people music, he seems to be pushing his boundaries a little bit further and further with each new track, and I find that absolutely awesome. We're coming down to the end of my set. We've got one more track I want to get through. Again, rest in peace, Mania TV. But up next, here in a few minutes, we've got the inimitable Ludi Von Beats with the next episode of Symphony No. X. Right now, it's Camera Obscura with Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken. I'm Limitless Hate. It's been an absolute blast hanging out with y'all this past hour. I will catch y'all again next week. Later.